We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This one high and deep to center field. This ball is headed back. It is gone. A home run. Mitch Moreland, home run number 10. Benintendi hammers one deep to right field. This ball is back. This ball has gone upper deck for the second straight day. Andrew Benintendi.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Astros.
And Altuve hits one up in the air to right field. This should do it. Blake Swihart underneath it. He will make the catch of the ball game. Is over. And the Red Sox split the series with the Astros. Two games apiece. They're now 41-19. Back to 22 above the 500 mark.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with John Ryder on WEEI.
Well, that was impressive, wasn't it? From the Red Sox tonight, 9-3 victory over the Astros, considering dropping the first two games of this series and who they had to face in terms of pitchers the next two. Last night, Justin Verlander didn't take the loss. That was tagged on the bullpen. But getting to Charlie Morton, who had won 10 straight starts dating back to last season and also was dominant in the postseason as well, came in at 7-0 with a 2.26 ERA. They pounded him. ERA jumps to 284, six runs over a 5 1/3. A couple of bizarre things tonight. Red Sox end up striking out 13 times, but they ended up getting 15 hits, and they made the most of them, that's for sure, with runners in scoring position. 5 for 13, they only stranded five, and Rick Porcello was able to work out of a bunch of jams tonight as the Astros, 1 for 14 with runners in scoring position. They left nine on base. A couple of rarities tonight, and I don't think see this too often. First, Jose Altuve struck out three times. He did have one hit, but it's the first time he struck out three times in a game this season. They pretty much, for the most part, held him in check during this series. Another thing I don't think we'll ever see, I'd bet money on this, that we'll ever see again in our lives. And Chris Schein running things back there. Do you think you'll ever see Sam Travis pinch hit for J.D. Martinez ever again?
Barring a major J.D. Martinez injury, which, knock on wood, will never happen, no, you'll never see that.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, but it was good to see Travis get a base hit to tack on a couple of more. He got a bloop single in the center to score two runs in the ninth. J.D. tonight hit the ball hard a couple of times, but was 0 for 4 against his former team. Still had a solid series overall. But, you know, this was a big win, big two wins here for the Red Sox. You know, don't want to go completely overboard, but these were signature key wins, I think, for this Red Sox team. And getting some, particularly without Mookie Betts. I mean, no Mookie Betts on the 10-day DL. He could return next Friday when the Red Sox open up a series against the White Sox at Fenway. And hopefully he doesn't need any much more time. But guys have been picking up. I mean, Andrew Benintendi the past couple of weeks, and really since the start of the season, has been dynamite, and he was again tonight. I mean, he struck out three times, but he still had that double to start things off. Mitch Moreland continues to hit, had a rare error tonight, but three hits, knocked in two, had the two-run homer there in the first. That really jump-started. I mean, that's huge, Red Sox ability to do that, jump out to the early lead like that off of Charlie Morton. Morton's an interesting guy, too, free agent after the season, and a pitcher that Alex Cora has raved about. He was raving about him in spring training. Of course, Cora, the bench coach with the Astros last season. I wonder, I mean, seeing how Morton finishes, a guy that can throw 98, but the fastball isn't even his best pitch. I mean, this is a guy a few years ago. It's an interesting story. And he's bounced around a little bit. He started with Atlanta, then he was with the Phillies for a little bit, and mostly with the Pirates. But during his time with the Pirates, all of a sudden struggled, and there was some phantom DL stints, but it was because he was having anxiety issues out there, getting really nervous, and he ended up seeing a sports psychologist and got things figured out, and he's definitely got things figured out with Houston. But it was a guy that could only throw 92, 93. Now he's getting up there like 98 with a dynamite curveball. The curveball is his best pitch. So I wonder if that's a guy, because Alex Cora likes him so much, that the Red Sox might be interested as a free agent after the season. I would think Houston would be interested, but he'll get some money out there. Well, heck, any starting pitcher pretty much gets money out there. I know it's late on a Sunday night, And most of you probably have to work early in the morning. And those that probably are working early in the morning are not tuned in right now, I'm guessing. But those that are, you late night people, I'm with you. For Red Sox Review, love to hear from you after this Red Sox win. 9-3 ends up being a blowout over the Astros tonight. 9-3, 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. How about the brutal stretch for the Yankees coming up? They were rained out today in Baltimore. Boy, there's so many rainouts in Baltimore. Sixth time already this season that the Yankees' weather has affected the Yankees for a postponement. It's only been one, I believe, for the Red Sox. That was back on Marathon Monday. So they'll make up the game on August 25th. But the interesting thing with this is that their ESPN flexed them out, or Major League Baseball did, to play the Sunday night ESPN game on July 8th at Toronto. And then they have a day-night doubleheader at Baltimore the next day. So, you know, the weather and all these postponements could end up figuring in on the standings, couldn't it? I mean, really? I mean, all those games, I mean, they're going to have to play three games in 24 hours. And I guess the Yankees, this is interesting, we're saying tonight there was, I think it was in the New York Post, that they're going to boycott doing interviews with ESPN for that game on July 8th, according to these reports or that report. Which is also interesting because Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, long-tenured employee and part of Sunday Night Baseball for ESPN just last season and over a stretch of different seasons. So they're upset, although with Tim Nevert talking about it tonight during the broadcast, he was saying that it's Major League Baseball that makes the decisions which games ESPN broadcast. I always thought it was ESPN, as did Tim, as he was saying, and as did Dale when they were discussing it. But Red Sox roll. They have no problems tonight. They have an off day tomorrow, which is good news for them. They can get some rest. I mean, they've been playing all the time. I mean, this has been quite a stretch for the Red Sox in terms of they're in the midst of playing 52 games in 55 days, dating back from April 24th up until June 17th. So that's a lot. That's a lot of baseball, and we know the baseball season can be a grind, but the Red Sox, 41-19, and you know, guys stepping up, Brock Holt tonight, even Blake Swihart got a base hit. Interesting to see Swihart getting more playing time as he has of late. And Alex Cora also said before tonight's game that he's going to get a start at catcher, and it might be on Tuesday with Stephen Wright, the knuckleballer. That's the other news of the day, that Stephen Wright's going to get a spot start, and he probably deserves it. And I think it's going to be interesting, too, going forward, if Drew Pomeranz continues to struggle and if Stephen Wright continues to pitch well, if Wright replaces Pomeranz in the rotation and Pomeranz goes to the bullpen. I still think they're going to give Pomeranz a couple of more chances here, but he's struggled of late. But Rick Porcello has put together a couple of good starts, including tonight. David Price, quietly, somewhat, if anything could be quiet with David Price, has won five straight starts. And, of course, after the fourth, you know, one, he was talking about, you know, sarcastically about him being soft. So most of the attention goes on that. Red Sox haven't announced the rest of the rotation for the Tigers series. Stephen Wright will get the start on Tuesday, but after that they haven't announced who their starters will be. Detroit's a terrible team, and that's a team that they should beat up. It's actually a pretty easy stretch for the Red Sox coming up here over the next week or so. They've got three with Detroit at Fenway. Then they've got the White Sox in for three at Fenway. Then they go to Baltimore for three, and then they visit Seattle. Seattle's been one of the surprise teams in baseball. They're now in first, one-game lead on the Astros. They continue to play well. They've won like 15 of their last 16. They've won four in a row. They beat the Rays today. So they've been playing good baseball. A couple of oddities in baseball today, just checking on some other things. I mentioned all the Yankees stuff, but there was a near no-hitter today. Michael Wacha losing a no-hit bid in the ninth. Pinch hitter Colin Moran led it off with a single. Wacha still got the win. Cardinals beat the Pirates 5-0. And this is also something you don't see too much. Eddie Rosario, three home runs in a game, but what's even more interesting and fascinating about the three-home-run game, the third one was a walk-off two-run shot for the Twins, who ended up sweeping the Indians, 7-5 victory there. And I don't know if this makes some people out there feel old, but Ivan Rodriguez has a son pitching in the majors. Von Rodriguez, when did he retire? How many years ago? I could check on that. Is it 10 now or maybe less? I don't know. But the Hall of Famer, his son, Derek Rodriguez, made his first major league start, got the win, pitched well, one run over six innings. He's pitching for the Giants. They beat the Phillies. John Ryder, Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. Red Sox rolled to the 9-3 victory over the Astros. Plenty of positives tonight. And kind of circling back, too, I was just mentioning Stephen Wright getting the start on Tuesday. Blake Swihart might catch that game because he caught Wright quite a bit down at Pawtucket. So Swihart might be the starting catcher. Alex Cora hasn't announced that, but he might be. And I think Swihart, I mean, well, he's getting his playing time because, you know, Mookie Betts is on the DL. But Cora's been saying he'll get some playing time here. I wonder, in part, I think it's kind of twofold. They want to see what they have out of him. I mean, he's still only batting .157, but Cora was also mentioning during the game he had a talk with Swihart, and Swihart's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with the more playing time and know that he's here on the roster. He's not going down, and he's not DFA'd, obviously, with everything that happened with Hanley Ramirez. But I think it's a couple things. They might be showcasing him for part of a deal, and I think a team would view him more as a catcher because of the lack of catching in Major League Baseball. So that could be the case, and some teams would be interested in Swihart as a catcher or even as a backup catcher. And also his versatility as well, if needed, could play in the outfield. He even might get some playing time at first base as well to give Moreland a rest. Right now that wouldn't be the case because they've got Sam Travis up with Pedroia going back on the DL. That's another storyline from this week. Pedroia back on the DL at 34 years old. He's going to have that knee checked out again on Tuesday by the medical staff, and then they'll, you know, go forward from there on planning. But he thought he was ready to go. He said, you know, the rehab down at Pawtucket went fine, no big deal, and extended spring training. But, you know, I don't think – I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think we'll ever see the same player again. We'll see him, you know, busted out there, make some great defensive plays. But I think this is going to be a lingering thing. He's in his mid-30s now. I mean, and a smaller guy, ability to break down maybe a little bit easier, and he's had those knee problems, so might be an ongoing issue, you know, with playing time for Brock Holt. Brock Holt had a very good game tonight. He's been playing well. He's hitting .319 this season. Eduardo Nunez had three hits, too, and he got nailed, drilled by a 98-mile-per-hour fastball in the left wrist. I didn't think he'd stay in the game. I thought that might be a broken wrist, but ended up staying in the game. So, very solid win for the Red Sox tonight. They should be able to rack up the wins. I mean, you never know, it's baseball, but they should. And, you know, the next – over really the period of the next week, not that they're going to win them all, but Detroit and Chicago, the White Sox, that is, in for the homestand, and then they're off to Baltimore. I wonder when they're going to fire Buck Showalter. Then they've got a tough series, a four-gamer at Seattle in mid-June, and Seattle's been playing very good baseball right now, and they've been doing it as well without Robinson Cano. So the Red Sox pick up a half game on the Yankees, who ended up being idle because they were postponed another rainout for them, their sixth of the season. And again, at Baltimore, always so many rainouts in Baltimore. All right, 617-779-7937. You can text us as well at 37937. It doesn't have to strictly be Red Sox Review. We can also get into the NBA Finals. Golden State blitzed Cleveland tonight, 122-103. So Warriors with a 2-0 series lead. LeBron had another big game. He's played 102 games this season, which is a career high for him. But J.R. Smith was nowhere to be found. Was awful. 2-for-9, 5 points. Of course, no one anytime soon, especially I'm sure in Cleveland, will forget his boneheaded play in game one. Also, you know who should catch more heat, too, is George Hill. That's a guy that shoots like 85% from the free throw line. And you could tell on that free throw, on that second free throw, that was for the lead. The second free throw there, I think it was, what, 4.5 seconds left. He was aiming that. I mean, you could just tell. And it was softly off the front rim. You could tell he was completely aiming that shot, just, you know, nerves getting to him, pressure busting pipes there. And then Smith grabs the rebound. Of course, I mean, you all probably saw it or the replay a million different times, but and then dribbles out. The only time that ever happened, I think, in a finals appearance, and I remember it from the great 30 for 30 on Magic and Bird, was when Magic Johnson did it in the finals in the early 80s. He did that. Cedric Maxwell was talking about it. Cheesy Johnson dribbling out the clock. So Magic was just – and one of the smartest players of all time, the best players of all time did that. But I wouldn't put J.R. Smith in that company. No drama tonight, just a complete blowout from Golden State. So I think the Warriors take this in five. I thought that heading into the series. I think Cleveland takes one at home. LeBron will have another. I mean, he's been playing great the whole series, but he'll just win one at home. And some of the complimentary players will probably play better at home. But, you know, I think at the most five. I don't think it's a sweep, though. All right, your thoughts on that or the Red Sox rolling here and salvaging the series, taking the last two to split the four-game series, 9-3 winners tonight. The phone call to give us a call here at Red Sox Review on WEI at 617-779-7937. To text us, it's 37937. It's John Ryder, Red Sox Review here on WEI. John Ryder, Red Sox Review. We've been jammed with phone calls tonight. We've been blitzed, like Golden State blitzed Cleveland. Actually, I'd like to get one. That's fine with me. 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. So the Red Sox rolled in the 9-3 win over the Astros tonight in Houston. Distracted right now because I forget ESPN up on the TV. JaVale McGee with those sunglasses being interviewed right now. I mean, interesting look.
Completes a fantastic look.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Looks like a DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's a good call. He actually kind of did there. Yeah,
right. Got like the fade.
Yeah, you're right. We're going back some to the like mid '80s. All right. No, it wasn't that far back, was it? 90?
90s.
Yeah, 90s, early 90s. All right. Speaking of JaVale McGee, what did he do tonight? I got the box score. Not that I care that much. He started. He had 12 points. He was 6-for-6 tonight. I mean, I was paying closer attention to the Red Sox, obviously doing the pregame and the postgame and Red Sox Review right now. But, you know, I had the two TVs on here and was kind of watching some of it. Yeah, he had a good game in the starting lineup. It wasn't the Hamptons five tonight. Well, Andre Iguodala is out with that injury, missed a second straight game, so they couldn't have done that. By the way, that term is kind of the Hamptons five.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Hamptons five. Yeah. LeBron goes off again tonight. He finishes two rebounds shy of a triple-double. Effective again tonight. You know, Kevin Love has added something. He's played well the first two games coming back from that concussion. He had 20 points, 10 rebounds tonight. Good offensive night. I'm sure he didn't do much on the defensive end. But J.R. Smith's line at 29 minutes. I'm surprised he played 29 minutes. Of course, you know, Jordan Clarkson hasn't given them anything. Kyle Korver only played 9 tonight. Didn't even attempt a shot. Jeff Green's gone back to being Jeff Green. 1-for-5, 14 minutes, 2 points. He'll play better, I'm sure, at home. George Hill was decent, 15 points on 5 of 10 shooting. That's about the max you'd expect from him. But J.R. Smith tonight, 29 minutes, 2 of 9 shooting, 5 points. Was it 1-for-4 shooting the 3? 1 turnover in tonight's game. But Golden State just pulled away. It was fairly close there for a part early in the fourth quarter. Then Golden State just started to do whatever they wanted to do. And Steph Curry ends up finishing. Well, is this actually? Let me refresh this. The box score here. All right. Steph Curry ends up with 33, 8 assists tonight. Did have 5 turnovers. Kevin Durant with 26. So I think it's Golden State in 5. Text here says, let me read this. I have to think J.R. Smith's blunder is sinking in more now that they're down 0-2 instead of leading Golden State 1-1. No, I think it's. Well, I mean, I think it's going to sink in throughout the entire series, and I think it's going to sink in with the Cavs the entire offseason. I think it's going to sink in with that fan base for a while, because to go in there, they had that game. I mean, LeBron, I know people around here don't love to hear that, but he played insane in that game one. He was like a man possessed. I mean, his numbers were off the charts. Didn't do much in overtime, but after that's so demoralizing. After that happened, you just knew. I was saying this the other day when I was on. You just knew that Golden State was just going to roll in overtime. And that's what I think it was 17-7 they outscored them in overtime. But you just knew it after that. I mean, it's just human nature. It was just like they were so deflated after that. And for J.R. Smith, too, to blatantly lie in the postgame saying that he was aware I mean, this was after having time to think about it, and that was, you know, premeditated, thinking about, you know, what he's going to say to the media, because, you know, Ty Lue had a different story to the media right afterwards when he went to the bed. J.R. Smith was telling Ty Lue, I thought the game was tied. And he also, you could see him saying that to LeBron, too, after LeBron was ready to rip his head off. All right. So the Red Sox, no problem tonight. They, I mean, J.D. Martinez doesn't get a hit, but the Red Sox still pound out 15 hits, no Mookie Betts, and they beat the Astros and Charlie Morton 9-3. So good win, and they get finally an off day tomorrow. All right, that will do it for Red Sox Review. Our thanks to Chris Scheim, doing a great job running things back there. I'm John Ryder. Red Sox 9-3 winners over the Astros in Houston. I'll talk to you again soon here on WBI.
Swings and he drops it into right field, a base hit, right center field, that is. Leon comes around to score. Here comes Bogarts behind him. Throw cut off. It is a pinch hit, two-run single for Sam Travis, and the Red Sox lead it 9-3.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.